From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Officials in New Orleans say the man who was shot three times while wielding a machete at the international airport Friday has died. Eileen Fleming of member station WWNO reports the suspect also carried a bag into the airport loaded with explosives.
Jefferson Parish Sheriff Newell Norman says investigators are looking into the possibility the suspect, Richard White, was mentally ill.
His family has been very cooperative. We have been able to determine that there is a mental illness component here that's been presented.
Norman says the suspect carried a bag into the airport containing six gasoline-fueled Molotov cocktails. Smoke bombs and other supplies were later found in his car. The suspect, in his 60s, lived near the Louis Armstrong Airport. He had no history of violence. A federal agent's arm was grazed by a bullet during the incident. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Fleming in New Orleans.
Afghanistan's new president and other top officials arrive in Washington tomorrow for talks the White House says will set a new, more cooperative tone in relations. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports Afghan leaders are looking for help in meeting their many challenges.
With Afghanistan's fighting season expected to begin soon, President Ashraf Ghani has asked President Obama for more flexibility in the U.S. troop drawdown. A top White House official, Jeff Eggers, says that's under consideration.
That will be important not only to advance our interest in the international interests of disrupting transnational threats, but as well defending the integrity of the state against a Taliban-led insurgency.
Potential peace talks with the Taliban will be another key issue discussed here. Secretary of State John Kerry will meet Ghani and Chief Executive Abdullah Abdullah first, hosting them at Camp David on Monday. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
A house fire in Brooklyn has claimed the lives of seven siblings from an Orthodox Jewish family. The children ranged in age from 5 to 16 years old. Authorities say a teenaged girl and a woman believed to be the children's mother survived and are hospitalized in critical condition. Police say the cause of the fire is believed to be a hot plate left on during the Sabbath. Pope Francis visited an impoverished part of Naples today, celebrating Mass in Naples' main square. The Pope telling people to resist exploitation by mafia dons and to seek the dignity of honest work. Francis visited the city of Scampia, where more than half of the youth are jobless. Many end up working for the mob. During Mass, the Pope called on the mafia to abandon their criminal ways. Dozens of U.S. veterans gathered on the island of Iwo Jima today, marking one of the bloodiest battles of World War II. 70 years ago, they invaded. Today, the vets, many in their 90s, toured the black sand beaches and were bused to the top of Mount Suribachi. This is NPR News. Family members of 43 students who disappeared in Mexico's Guerrero State last September are in Washington, D.C., holding protests and giving speeches. NPR's Amy Held reports it's part of a nationwide U.S. tour to draw attention to the case.
Attorneys, parents, and classmates of the missing students are planning stops in more than 40 U.S. cities now through the end of April. They want to raise awareness about the forced disappearance, as well as wider human rights violations in Mexico. Arturo Vizcarra is helping coordinate the tour.
To keep pressure on both the Mexican and U.S. governments to not just sweep the case under the rug, and to call attention to the U.S. role and responsibility in the drug war policies that are creating such violence.
Prosecutors say the students were stopped by Mexican police on their way to a protest and handed over to drug gang members who killed them. But family members are seeking more accountability from the Mexican government. Widespread protests throughout Mexico have already been taking place for months. Amy Held, NPR News, Washington.
Amber has thrown his hat into the ring to host the 2024 Summer Olympics. Today, the German Olympic Committee voted to make the city the official nominee over the city of Berlin. Amber officials say if they get those games, they plan to have every venue accessible by walking or biking. Boston and Rome have already launched candidacies for the games, along with Paris, Doha, and Istanbul, among others. In the third round of the Division I men's college basketball tournament, top overall seed Kentucky beat Cincinnati, the eighth seed, 64-51. Villanova is facing NC State at this hour. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.